Tackling depression in the elderly with home care. Depression is a common mental health challenge that people face. It can impact people at any age. Older adults are likely to experience depression due to loneliness and social isolation. This blog addresses the signs and symptoms of depression in older people, the risk factors, and most importantly, the treatment options and strategies to tackle depression, including home care. Definition of depression and its prevalence in the elderly. Depression is a mental health challenge that affects how a person feels, acts, and thinks. Even though depression in older people is expected, it affects 1 in 5 people. Depression in older adults is often confused with the effects of multiple health challenges and symptoms from medication. Each person is different, and therefore, each person experiences depression differently. Also, there are different types of depression that older people may experience, such as major depression, dysthymia, and seasonal affective disorder. Symptoms of depression in the elderly. Clinical depression in older adults may be challenging to recognize because of the different symptoms than younger people. Older people with depression usually experience more physical symptoms. These are some of the common depression symptoms and signs in older individuals. Sadness, anxiety, feelings of hopelessness. Loss of self-worth, feelings of helplessness, restlessness, loss of interest and inability to enjoy things, decreased energy or feeling tired, slowed movement or speech, difficulty concentrating and remembering, difficulty sleeping, eating more or less than usual, losing or gaining weight over a short time, neglecting personal care. Often, if an older person has several of these signs and symptoms and if they last for more than 2 weeks, the person should talk with a healthcare or mental health professional. Knowing the signs and symptoms can help in getting effective treatment on time. At Leaf Complex Care, our proactive support workers provide compassionate and person-centered care to the people we support, improving their quality of life and well-being. Causes of depression in the elderly. Different life changes can increase the risk of depression in older adults. Some of the causes of depression in older adults are the following. Health challenges, loneliness and isolation, a reduced sense of purpose, often after retirement, fears and anxiety, recent bereavements, financial concerns. Genetics, relationship or family matters, housing matters, family history of depression, risk factors of depression in the elderly. There are many risk factors for depression. Some people feel depressed since they may have experienced a significant life event that affected their well-being. In comparison, others may become depressed for no apparent reason. Additionally, these are some risk factors that can trigger depression in older adults. Being single, divorced or widowed, lack of a supportive social network, stressful life events, certain medicines or combinations of medicines. Feeling less independent, functional limitations, lack of exercise or physical activity, medical challenges. How does depression in older people differ from depression in younger adults? Depression affects older people differently than younger people. On average, older individuals with depression are likelier to have somatic symptoms and physical complaints. Older individuals also tend to feel high levels of anxiety and may face more loneliness. Older people may also experience the following symptoms: tiredness, anxiety, trouble sleeping, irritability, confusion, struggle to pay attention, not enjoy activities they used to, move more slowly, have a change in weight or appetite, feel hopeless, worthless, or guilty, endure aches and pains. Home care strategies for tackling depression. Many people want to know if depression can be prevented and how to lower the risk of depression. Some strategies have long-term benefits to mental and physical health and can help reduce the risk of depression. One of the strategies is home mental health care. This type of care is available for older people with depression and can be part of a person-centered treatment plan. Treatment plans may include the following home care strategies: socialization and companionship, socializing, companionship, physical exercise and activity, encourage community inclusion, proper nutrition, encourage hobbies and interests, help with transportation, hydration, live-in care, medication management and support. Local communities have a range of activities where older adults with depression can keep a regular social routine. This can prevent people from feeling isolated or alone. Socializing and companionship are important for well-being. Some of the activities in this context include visiting the local library or book club, visiting local day centers, going to the park, having lunch with a friend or family, visiting a museum, going to a concert or a play, volunteering, taking care of a pet, visiting friends and family, chatting to neighbors. Physical exercise and activity. Physical exercise and activity are powerful depression treatments and improve overall health. Some suggested activities include taking short walks, walking around the neighborhood, taking the stairs, walking in a park, doing light housework, gardening, proper nutrition and hydration. Adjusting dietary habits can help deal with the symptoms of depression. Eating a balanced diet is important for mental and physical health. Among the recommended steps are minimizing sugar and refined carbs, eating frequently, every 3 to 4 hours, consuming vitamins and minerals, eating balanced food, eat a lot of fruit, drink enough water, live-in care. Live-in home care services offer person-centered, humanized care for individuals with complex needs in their most familiar surroundings. It is recommended for older adults with depression as it helps people to have a better quality of life centered around their communities and favorite hobbies and interests. This type of care can include personal care support for housekeeping tasks, encourage independence, community inclusion, mobility assistance, medication management, encourage hobbies and interests, emotional companionship. In addition, live-in care services are more cost-effective than residential care homes and allow individuals to feel comfortable in their homes. Medication management and support. Medication management of depression in older adults should be monitored to confirm the correct dose. The side effects of medicines should be monitored to ensure they do not worsen symptoms. In many cases, healthy lifestyle changes can be as effective as medications for depression without the side effects. Also, medications are often combined with talk therapy. Talking treatments allow people to talk to a trained professional who manages thoughts and feelings and the effect they have on their mood and behavior. Examples of talking treatments are cognitive behavioral therapy and counseling. Benefits of home care for depression in the elderly. It's important when treating depression in older individuals to remain active and engaged in the community. That can help an individual's daily life be meaningful and purposeful. Additional benefits of home care for depression in older people are better health outcomes, helps people remain independent, better support, helps people stick to their care plan, encourages community inclusion, companionship, encourages healthier habits, improved quality of life and well-being. Every person understands what brings meaning and purpose to life differently. Finding meaningful and enjoyable activities can improve the quality of life and overall well-being. Community work can be a great example that helps socialization. Learning a new skill that adds joy and keeps the brain healthier is also a good option. Home care can help individuals improve their well-being and overall quality of life. Decreased social isolation and loneliness. Loneliness and social isolation can impact older people's physical and mental health and quality of life. However, there are ways to overcome these challenges. Various activities have been developed to reduce social isolation and loneliness among older people. These activities include social skills training, community and support groups, befriending, improving access to transportation, improving access to communication technologies, improving laws and policies, reduced healthcare costs and hospitalizations. Numerous studies show that home care can significantly lower care spending compared to other types of settings, such as nursing facilities, residential facilities and long-term care hospitals. Home care is a cost-effective approach when it is used as after-hospital care. Importance of addressing depression in the elderly with home care. Depression requires proactive treatment. While family and friends can help by offering support in finding treatment and being a support system, they cannot treat a person's depression. It's essential to seek treatment as soon as warning signs are noticed. Treatment choices differ for each person, and sometimes multiple treatments may be tried to find one that works. Designing a person-centered treatment plan and adjusting it when needed is crucial. Choosing home care provided by dedicated and trained health professionals usually works best for older people with depression. Home care focuses on the individual's privacy, dignity, and preferred lifestyle. Overcome depression with LEAF Complex Care. LEAF Complex Care has many years of experience working with people of all ages with depression and mental ill health. We help the people we serve overcome depression and improve their well-being and quality of life. Our committed and dedicated support workers deliver tailored support to the people we support in the comfort of their own homes. LEAF Complex Care offers complex care services for people of any age. Contact one of our Bristol, Exeter, Midlands, Slough and Somerset offices for advice and support. Book your visit now. Read more about other topics. Blog Late Diagnosis of High Functioning Autism. Receiving a late diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder is a shared experience for many people, especially high functioning autism, HFA. The effects of high functioning autism on different individuals may vary significantly. Read more, blog Top 10 Tips on Keeping Fit for the Over 50s. Health is a state of physical, social, and mental well-being, and not just the absence of infirmity or diseases. One of the ways of improving or maintaining our health is, read more, blog Asperger's Syndrome. Asperger's Syndrome affects a person's ability to socialize and communicate effectively. It is considered to be on the milder end of the autism spectrum and is characterized by differences in. Read more.